Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. This is the Packers Podcast, brought to you by JSOnline.com, PackersNews.com. I am Jim Ozarski, along with my co-host Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we are up in the club seats above the field where the Green Bay Packers improved to 7-1 with a 31-24 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. Now 4-1, I believe, in one possession games, Tom. And, they started fast. Chiefs come back behind Matt Moore, as you, well, incorrectly predicted, but properly said Matt Moore could get them. I'm giving you a hard time. Yeah. Matt Moore would give the Packers some issues, or at least Andy Reid would come up with something offensively, and they did. It was punch for punch until the late Tyler Lancaster fumble recovery gave the Packers that needed extra possession, and here we are.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game. I mean, just really a good classic Sunday night game. I don't think you can really script those much better. Both teams just played, you know, their guts out. And I thought Kansas City was going to play its best possible game because, you know, they're starting to lose momentum without Mahomes. They had 10 days to prepare for this game. And you give Andy Reid that much time, and he's going to break down a team's offense and defense. And that's exactly what they did. He and Steve Spagnuolo came out with great game plans, but Matt LaFleur's game plan was better, or at least as good, and their talent was better. Overall, they were the better team, and they made more big plays, and that was the difference in the game. And, of course, the quarterback. You know, if Patrick Mahomes plays, maybe this is a different game, but that's here nor there because he wasn't here.
Yeah, put it that way. You know, when it came time for – you know, Matt Moore to make winning plays in the fourth quarter, the Chiefs punted. and that's, you know, you hate to say as simple as that, but, you know, there were a couple if he wasn't shoveling it off or an 8 to 10 yard throw or, you know, short, quick stuff, you know, the Chiefs catch and run, that was what they did, that was the game plan, and it worked till, you know, the point it didn't, honestly. I think, you know, in the fourth quarter, they moved it close to midfield, but couldn't, when he had to make throws at Travis Kelce, that it just didn't happen for them. And then, you know, Aaron Rodgers makes what Matt LaFleur called the greatest throw he's ever seen live, that kind of sidearm, three-yard touchdown that I think covered 25 yards in the air. Yeah. And then he, you know, the third and five check to Aaron Jones, to win the game with 2 minutes left. I mean, that's...
Well, it was an interesting, not unfamiliar way for the Packers to start. This was kind of how the beginning of the year was for them. They come out hot. Yeah. Their scripts are really good. They have a great game plan. They're hitting their backs. But at least that's been the MO the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden, Kansas City caught up. And the only thing that comes out of this game of any worry for them, I think, is that there were some times where they just figured out how to shut down the offense. They had a great combination of blitzes. They knocked Rodgers around. I mean, he got sacked 5 times and hit, I think, 7 or 8 more times. So that's too many. So there's something they'll learn out of this game, how teams are going to probably look a little bit at what Kansas City did. But you cannot replace good – you cannot out-scheme great players. You just can't. And Aaron Jones is turning into a pretty good, close to great player.
Yeah, and what's I think the stat is, since Devontae Adams been out, he's had about 550 yards of total offense, and seven touchdowns or something, six touchdowns. I mean, he leads the league. He's got 11 now after his two receiving touchdowns, 159 yards. And this isn't just, you know, dump offs, check offs to him out of the backfield. This is him lining up as a wide receiver. Alan Lazard said this was the first time they've called a true wide receiver screen for a running back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then in some of those two back sets, Aaron Jones is a wide receiver. Jamal Williams is the running back. And, Tom, this goes to the start of the year. It's interesting that you brought up the start of the year because while they were winning those first few games, what did we talk about? The playmakers on this team were Davante Adams and Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And they have leaned on that guy. Now, I will say the last couple weeks, the receivers as a group have stepped up. Today, Marquez Valdes-Scantling caught a ball for 4 yards in the first quarter. That was the last we saw of him. I mean, they did try one deep shot. That was it. Geronimo Allison had a key kind of first down conversion, one catch for 7 yards, but that was it. Jake Kumerow helped set up a touchdown, a really nice reception early, but that was it. Alan Lazard was the only guy you saw catch a ball throughout. I mean, it was Aaron Jones. This was his show.
Yeah. And, you know, moving forward, that's what opposing teams are going to try to take away. And I think Spagnuolo did, to some degree, he came out and I think he surprised them a little by not blitzing. And then they go down with these two, you know, 75-yard drives and score on them. And he's like, well, we can't sit back anymore. We got to go after them. And anytime you go after somebody, you leave yourself vulnerable to big plays. And Rodgers took advantage, you know. Some of those plays he made and some the Chiefs kind of gave him. You know, the 67-yarder that Jones scored, that screen, you know, the Chiefs come at him, and there's only a couple guys in the secondary to chase Jones down, and he beats them.
Yeah, and that was blocked up really well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's interesting, Tom, because you had been noting the last few weeks, you know, how teams were electing only to rush four against Rodgers without Adams. That was that chess move, and what happened, no pressure. He'd been sacked, I think, five times over five games, and one of them was just sort of he kind of just took at the end just to kind of run some clock in a game, where Spagnuolo went the other way. And I think that was the result we saw was if you give Aaron Rodgers time in this scheme, those receivers become an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Spagnuolo, even with all of his problems on defense, guys getting hurt or being hurt or just not being good by the numbers, by bringing pressure, you know, that caused problems until Aaron Jones became the bigger problem because no linebacker can cover him.
Yeah.
And that was clear. That was, and Matt LaFleur, credit to him, whenever a linebacker was on 33, 33 was running past the linebacker.
Yeah. Well, this is, they're going to start being able to use the same kind of threat that Sean Payton can use with Alvin Kamara. You know, the Bears should be able to use with Tariq Cohen. You have to make them decide, are they going to cover a guy like Aaron Jones with a defensive back, or are they going to cover him with a linebacker? And if they're going to treat him as a wide receiver and play nickel, then you have to run Aaron Jones. So you have this great, you know, having someone of that caliber really, really increases your options offensively. And so Aaron Jones is, you know, he is a legit player, and teams are going to have to figure out how to stop him. Now, Kansas City, the thing we have to remember is they were missing, you know, two of their top defensive linemen, Frank Clark and
Chris Jones,
and two of their biggest sack guys. They were missing one of their starting corners. One of their other corners got hurt. I wouldn't get I wouldn't get overly excited about the way, about the style and strategy and how they want it, but I would be, I think they deserve a ton of credit for the grit and holding it together and playing a game they easily, winning a game they easily could have lost. You know, any team playing here in Kansas City, it's difficult. And this was a, this was like a trap game, and somehow they came out with the win, and that's huge. That's really big for them.
Yeah, that's I actually asked two guys who who've kind of been through a bunch on this, and that was Mercedes Lewis and Brian Balaga, and they echoed that sentiment. You know, where you're up 14-0, feeling good, and then the Chiefs basically give them the business for the better part of two quarters, quarter and a half, to take a lead. And you know, and the you know, Blog even said, "Look, I gave up a sack that forced us into a field goal." Mm-hmm. You know, when the Packers, the one possession they had in the third quarter to, you know, to tie the game, sure, but I mean, the Chiefs still had that momentum, you know, to go up 24-17 early or late. So you're right, Tom. I think we've said it seven times or six times. I mean, they pounded Oakland, but really, you know, this team plays close games.
Yeah, yeah. Tremont Williams had a great quote after. He was saying, "They've won in every single way you can think of. You know, they've had to win in every game has been different, and." There's segments of it that are the same, but they've had to do things. They've had to rely on different people to win some of these games. Sometimes it's been defense. Sometimes it's been offense. I will address what I thought, you know, a lot of people were really on the blog were really worried about the missed tackles in this game, and rightly so. I mean, there were a lot of missed tackles, but I also wouldn't over react to that because
look who
these guys well, you know, Tariq Hill and Sammy Watkins and
Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, Mecole Hardman, these guys are burners, and this is what Kansas City does to teams. And they missed all these tackles and they still won.
Right.
And they have been, if you really look at it statistically, they've been a pretty decent tackling team. They were terrible in the preseason. Then they've been pretty good. Kevin King needs to improve his tackling. His tackling is terrible. But the rest, you know, as a group, they've been okay. So I think this was just a matter of playing some really, really good skilled players.
Yeah, and I would argue, Tom, that I don't – Pete Doherty and I were talking you know, on the play, two plays before the Chiefs took the 24-17 lead, we're talking about do the Chiefs go for it, you know, in the fourth quarter. And we won't know because Tremont Williams was called for that illegal hand to the face that gave him a new set of downs. Mm-hmm. But they had come up with a stop again. That was kind of their MO defensively to a degree. I don't know if Matt Moore can make a throw from the 7-yard line to get him in, you know, and they end up running it in, you know, from the four. You know, so you're right with the missed tackles. I agree. I think if people own, quote unquote, these guys on their fantasy teams, they like the numbers, but you don't really know how they get them. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the game plan. Jet sweeps, shovels, and if you get Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill in space,
mm-hmm.
against, it doesn't matter
and
who.
And Kelsey is a beast.
Right.
I mean, that guy is...
You know, in terms of that's going to happen, you know. So you're right. Like, it's not – it didn't look great. I mean, at the end of the day, Kansas City had as many yards per play and almost as many total yards as the Packers with a backup quarterback. You know, so Mike Pettine's group still is going to take their beating, you know, when it comes to some of that stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, it – and rightfully so, but but to your point, I don't know – you look down the line, Tom, I don't know who's got these type of skill guys You know, so if they give nobody up another 300 something yards, it'll be a different. It'll look different than it maybe it did.
Yeah, nobody has the skill players that Kansas City does, and that's why it was impressive to win. It would have been a different game too if Mahomes had been the quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have blitzed more or what, but
I think it was assuming we were downfield shots.
Yeah, and that's what Patton did, was play the percentages. He said, at first he relied on his four-man rush and said, I'll let them catch it, but I'm not going to let them run down the sideline, you know, for 80-yard touchdowns.
And we talked about that midweek. You know, the Packers had given up a lot of 40-plus. There were some big chunk plays.
Mm-hmm.
I think 8 or 9 of 18 to 30 yards. But not 40, not 80 for a touchdown.
Right, right.
You know,
so Kansas City's longest play was 30 yards.
30, yeah, and that was the score. That was the Hardman.
Yeah, and catch and run.
The catch and run. So they, you're right. That was, I mean, lo and behold, I'm sure Mike Pettine listened to us during the week.
Yeah,
that was what he didn't want to have happen. They took one deep shot to Tyreek Hill, that, you know, Savage Jr. was behind him.
Yeah,
and the ball floated, and Adrian Amos was able to catch. That was it.
Play.
They didn't. Because Matt Moore, that wasn't what they wanted him to do. Because let's be honest, he probably can't do that. The couple times he dropped back, Za'Darius Smith had a couple more sacks. But you're right. I they took a good shot. Now they're going to go to, you know, play a home game in Los Angeles in a week. They're 3-0 on the road. They've won a bunch. It's not going to be easy. The Chargers' defense is legitimate. And that group is going to present its own set of issues.
Yeah, but they're favorites there. They're going to be favorites against Carolina, and then they're going to face, they're going to be.
They'll get 2 weeks.
9-1, and they're going to be facing San Francisco, which will probably be undefeated. So that's going to be one heck of a game.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Packers would get out of here. I just figured Kansas City is a tough place to win, and they've had a tough time winning here. But give them a lot of credit. Give Aaron Jones a couple of game balls.
Yeah.
226 total yards. Wow.
And at the end of the day, 37 rush yards in the fourth quarter. And when it was winning time, it was give the ball to 33.
Yeah.
And yeah, Aaron Rodgers made the throw on 3rd and 5, but the play was for Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And this group's going to get Davante Adams back, and we'll see how that, affects things, changes things, and obviously for the better, because that's a playmaker that they have missed.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, look, you win at Chicago, before we know what's happened. Week one, that was a Super Bowl atmosphere at a place that the Packers, lost a year ago,
mm-hmm.
at Dallas. Yeah, they've had good history, but that was, a team playing well and full of confidence. And then at Kansas, that's legitimate to me. 3-0,
that's a tremendous, tremendous road record. And the only team they've lost to is, I still think, a legitimate NFC.
Yeah, I think Philadelphia
candidate.
That's not a. That's not a sorry loss by any means, and who knows, that could be a divisional round rematch at Lambeau Field, before it's all said and done.
Yeah, and Vikings are going to be reckoned with, too. I mean, a team to be reckoned with. So, I don't know. There are so many other plays in this. The play to Jamal Williams was just phenomenal by Rodgers' standpoint. That is one of the best throws I've seen, whether it was intended to go exactly where it did or not. I don't know how he got it out there, and it was tremendous. And Williams made a great play.
Yeah.
Williams just made a great play.
You wouldn't expect a running back to catch that ball.
Yeah.
And maybe you could say some, like a McCaffrey or a Kamara a lot of credit to Jamal Williams for his end of that, for sure. Because I don't think Aaron Rodgers knew who he was throwing to. He just saw somebody
Yeah.
Streaking back behind Jimmy Graham.
Graham said he thought it was for him, and I think it was in the beginning until he kind of saw some kind of vision behind him.
Yeah.
I am really anxious to total up the yards after catch in this game. Jones must have, 120 of his 159 after the catch. So he is a quarterback's best friend, that's for sure. Yeah,
20 touches for the third time this year. He did ding a shoulder. Was enough that the team had to publicly announce he was questionable.
What did he say he did?
I don't know if in the group he was asked that. I caught him briefly alone, and that was as he was – they were trying to get him out of there because he had spent a lot of time talking to people like us.
Mm-hmm.
But he was feeling it. I mean, he was putting his backpack on, just. So,
yeah.
But
yeah, they got to keep him healthy.
That's a big one. 7-1, 3-0 on the road, and one down with this stretch that we talked about is being pretty difficult one way or the other. And Matt Moore or not. They're in good shape.
Yep.
They're in good shape. So we'll wrap this up. Thank you all for listening early with us on another primetime game. And we will talk to you this week as we get ready to preview Packers heading to L.A. to play a home game against the Chargers at StubHub Center, whatever, out there. So, we'll wrap this up from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. For Tom, I'm Jim. We will talk to you in a few days.